Hey, it's Ashley, host of Your Mother's Attic Friday afternoons on 100.3 Sound FM. Why do I care about this station? Simple. I love sharing music. Your community radio station has been exposing people around the world to new independent artists for 33 years, playing tracks by local musicians and albums you never heard by your favorite bands. Sound FM is committed to broadcasting innovative programming that provides an alternative to local media outlets in the Waterloo region, and I want to make sure that we continue to do so well into the future. But we need your help now more than ever. Support your community station by calling 519-886-CKMS or by visiting soundfm.ca. I'm Ashley, a proud and passionate programmer at 100.3 Sound FM. Can't stop, won't stop.
This holiday season, plan a safe ride home for yourself, your family, and your guests. Visit arrivealive.org for some party smart tips, like having alcohol-free drinks and lots of snacks, planning for guests to stay over, and keeping extra cash for taxis. Find out more about supporting sober driving online at arrivealive.org or inquire at your local beer store. Happy holidays and thank you from Arrive Alive Drive Sober and the Beer Store.
Down the road again, do what it takes to be your car's best friend.
Car trouble? Emission testing? All your car care needs here at Down the Road Again, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Give us a call at 519-747-2220, 430 Albert Street, Waterloo. Down the Road Again for all your car care needs.
Service when your car needs care. You and your car are gonna love it here. Keeping you on your way.
Okay, we're back here again. Okay, folks, it's 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio here in Kitchener-Waterloo, and it's the Swingin' Jazz Blues Show. Holy smokes, it doesn't get better than that.
I like the energy, Jeff.
Can you feel the excitement?
Can you feel it? Yeah.
Well, folks,
well, we've found some more announcements here, and I'm going to thank Ann. She's going to speak a little bit to these announcements, so you go right ahead. Tell us all about what's happening.
Okay, so first, we have Phonologie in Montreal between the days of January 20th and 22nd, and it's a follow-centric workshop, and it's they have a couple of instructors coming in from the States and from Canada, and they're there to teach specifically for follows how to improve their following abilities, like how to listen or how to either add flair to their dancing or how to do solo jazz. And they'll even have some interesting classes like tap and can-can and belly dancing, I believe, as well. Specialties of the instructors.
Yeah.
I went last year. It was lots of fun.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Going again. So.
Oh, good. And, yeah. And there's a bunch of carloads going down, too, isn't there? I heard one or two.
There is two carloads at least. Mm-hmm. If there's more, someone let me know.
Anne is currently looking for a ride because
I'm looking for I'm trying to make sure that I'm not dependent on just one person just in case they can't make it.
Yeah.
As a plug, but they have a website, phonologie.com, and they have all the fun stuff there. It's a very pretty website too.
Yeah, they've got some really nice graphic designers on their crew there.
Yep. And then the weekend after is the Toronto University Exchange Tux, and it's the fifth one.
Boy, so many already, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's January 27th. Yep. And three nights of dancing, so social dancing. There are costumes contests, and there's Patrick Tevlin and his New Orleans Rhythm and Up Jump Swing for bands that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've got their regular Sunday morning pancake breakfast.
I would believe so. I haven't seen where it's held yet. I think it was still TBA when I checked. But
right.
Okay.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then February 10th to 13th is Swing a Dance, or Swing a Dance, in Quebec City. And I'm sorry. And it's a swing dance festival in Quebec City, and instructors include Thomas Blacars, Alice May, Mikey Pedroza, Dominique, Natalia, so a whole bunch of, especially Montreal people, and then some of the people coming in from France. And I believe there was a deal, I think when you first signed up for a Fologie, you could get both of them, but that sold out in, like, I think 5 minutes or something.
It was ridiculous. I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I couldn't commit because I actually have something called school that I have to still graduate from, so I couldn't really.
We met some really friendly people from Quebec City when we were in New Orleans, actually.
And they're like, you should come to this event. And I'm like, maybe. And then I realized, I'm crazy.
We all had beignets together at Café du Monde and everything.
Yep. And then after that, I think there's Pirate Swing in Ann Arbor in like early March.
Oh, that's March, yeah.
And I know there's a couple people who are regular.
Yeah, there are a few people from here that go that down every year.
Yep.
And they just rave about Ann Arbor. I've been hearing lots about Ann Arbor. Yeah.
My significant other and myself went down 2 years ago and we had a riot.
Oh, yeah. It's from what I remember, there's really fun people there. I assume a bunch of them are still around.
And I believe the costumes are quite interesting, too, because Pirate Swing.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple people from Waterloo that are unbeatable or hard to beat in their terms of costume. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And actually, I would... seeing right now if I can go with Anna, who was on the show like a long time ago. She's in she's in Indiana now, studying at Notre Dame, and it's not that far for her, so I think she's trying to convince me to go.
Yeah. The excuse for a reunion is to go and have a fun time dancing too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So well, that's good. So that's so yes, folks, you can see there's lots of things you can do out there, and you know, just get out there and dance, participate, meet some people, and have just a big old riot. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And travel.
Travel is good, too.
Yeah.
It's a great excuse to travel.
Yes. Yeah, well, I you know, that's it makes a, I get that because, like, I know there's, like, great places to visit in the world, but this, I just find the attraction of having a dance team to go to just sort of makes it the best combination of a new place plus something familiar and fun.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, you know, you go on a tourist trip somewhere and... some people like cruises, some don't. Some people like guided tours, they don't. And when you can go to a place and do something that you like at home, and but in a new location, it's for me, that's I think that's a real charge. I get a blast out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And you get to meet a lot of the people that are from there,
yeah,
to dance like that. And
I'm actually hoping to do some of that after I graduate. I haven't planned it fully, but it's something of interest because, yeah, like you said, you can go somewhere completely different. But still have a ounce of familiarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's play some more tunes here. You're at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio. And we're going to play something here by Ella Fitzgerald, and we'll be right back.
Blip, blip. Blip, blip. My love to you I bring, on account of you can sing. Flip, flip, body, flam, 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 hit the lot of bang. My love for you is true, on account of you can do. Flip, flip, body, flam, 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 hit the lot of bang. My poor heart gives a start, like a jitterbug just won't stop. Mix your crooning with my spooning and let me blow my top. My, your love to me I've sworn, on account of mine is yawn. Flip, flip, body, flam, 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 hit the yada-lada, bam. Ding 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 My poor heart gives a start like a jitterbug, just won't stop. So mix your crooning with my spooning and let me blow my top. Mop, you're up to me, I've sworn, on account of mine is yours. Flip, flip, body, flam, 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 hip de a lot of bam.
Jump it for a fat man.
Fat man.
Boys, the trouble is there's no way of knowing
whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5. He's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than it do from side to side.
Well, that was two songs back to back. First, we played Ella Fitzgerald. That was her song "Blip Blip," and the last song was "Mr. 5x5," done by many artists. A good swing dance tune. You can step along pretty lively. That one is lots of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're here at 100.3 Sound FM. This is your host, Jeff Sager, with John Layden and Ann Siktush.
Hi.
Hi. So, we talk about a lot of different things in the scene. I know I should have been prepared for this, but I was thinking, in the old, at one time they used to have dancer etiquette.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, this is an interesting topic.
Well, isn't that funny that you should say that? Because I was just thinking in the back of my mind, it'd be fun. Because I think you can still go and on your Google and you type in dance etiquette, and some of those old one-page things show up.
I'm pretty sure Simon's group in Toronto that does the Dover Courthouses has a little page on dance etiquette, and I think he's got strong ties with a guy in Stanford, a dance historian in Stanford that actually does a lot of social dances and wrote up an etiquette thing that's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. So, you know, etiquette's not... the issue here, of course, is not that we have a rigid code, but it's just that there's things that just make the scene work better, and some are pretty obvious, I think.
Stay clean, don't smell. That's a big one.
Yeah.
When you keep coming in close quarters with people, it's a good idea to not be a smelly person.
Well, I think you're right, but and that's true. And I don't want people to get all bent out of shape. I think that the main thing was, from what I can tell over the years, is mostly don't dance on top of the people, right? Don't kick them.
Oh, yeah.
Floor craft.
Yeah. Which isn't really an issue right now in Waterloo because our venues are quite large. But when we had Maxwell's, that was actually a really interesting point about people getting kicked.
Punched. Yeah, one of my biggest things is a lot of people, like there are some classic Lindy Hop clips where you see these big kicks behind and all of that stuff. So a lot of people, or even just the way you've been taught, you get taught with a rock step. So you end up doing this giant lunge backwards.
Yeah.
But, of course, you can't see behind you. And a very good chance that someone's back there and you just smashed their ankle.
Yes, because John Layden loves flaily dancing.
Yeah.
Big, absolutely, just limbs and arms and, just like you take up
John?
Your... I'm being very sarcastic.
John's got a nice right there in the zone there. It's not too...
I think the only times I've seen him be flaily is when he's being extremely facetious.
Yes. There was, speaking of floor craft, I was dancing on this really tight floor, lots of people on it. And a friend of mine that I was dancing with got kicked from behind. Her ankle got jabbed. Mm-hmm. And the guy didn't even turn around and apologize. That's one thing. If you ever bump into someone, it's always good to acknowledge that you bumped into them.
Yes.
You're also Canadian, so that's part of your...
Yeah, you got to say sorry, even if you're the one that got bumped into. But
I so do that. It's like it's not even my fault, and I'm not the one who bumped into them, and I still say sorry.
Yeah, but the next night, same dance floor, was at a weekend thing, and I was telling my friend Caitlin Wellman in Toronto about it, and she was just like, that's ridiculous. And then we just started kicking everywhere.
Yeah.
We were doing big kicks way up in the air, but they were all in front of us so we could see exactly, and it was mostly just between the two of us. But we were doing this and dancing so flaily that you could see people around us were giving us more and more space because they were scared of us. Yeah. We had as much room as we wanted on that floor.
Well, it's... yeah, that's probably the number one thing, I guess, is that, you can get hurt if you're not mindful of where you're
and you can hurt others, and it's really bad practice.
There are certainly other things, but most of them are just good manners. It's about, being cleaned up and,
being courteous when you ask people to dance, and, it's not...
That's really important,
It's also, this whole thing about being returned, the woman being returned back to where she was first asked to dance on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I've had that happen recently at the most recent Hamilton dance, and I just realized, I'm like, wow, I haven't had that happen in, since one of the first times I was dancing. There's some people who decide, I don't know you as well, so I'm going to be, the extra, extra courteous one.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing that it used to be, standard, or standard in ballroom.
Well, it's, never really seen it as a thing in swing.
That was Chachi.
Yeah, that seems about right for Chachi. And I know a lot of people like to make really strict rules about, you shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't do that. But really, when it boils down to it, it's be courteous to people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't smell bad. And
I think we've driven that point home.
Yeah, and you, but yeah, it's really all about being courteous to others around you.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Yeah, that Musumara, of course, it's, the floor craft is just, it's also just because it hurts. You can really get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just the feelings, it's
physically hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also think it's kind of interesting, too, if you're watching a couple, and in terms of floor craft, if they're moving around the floor a lot, you realize, wow, like, you ended up over there, and you, like, made all the way around, and you end up somewhere totally different, because a lot of people just kind of dance on the spot. And I saw that this past Monday. I'm like, wow, I don't see that as often. You know, someone just, like, decides to take off in the one direction and, like, come back, whatever. It's, like, it's more interesting. It's kind of like you're walking around the dance floor rather than just, like, hover.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun to do sometimes. Can be a little difficult when they're just, like, people dance wherever they are on the spot. And you have to maneuver around. Everyone's swinging out and... Yeah.
No, I think that's a great idea. They move around the floor, but they're certainly part of Lindy, and just to move around the floor, it's possible. I don't think I've ever heard a lesson in that. You just sort of mash together a bunch of jazz steps and wiggle waggles and doodads and things, and then you get inside the floor.
Kind of learn how to make your different moves move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trial by fire.
Yeah.
If she doesn't fall down, then you can do it again.
Well, maybe we should play a few more sponsor ads here before we get into our next bunch of topics. You're at it, CKMS 100.3 Swing Jazz and Blues Show. Gets you to Waterloo. The night before the storm and the cold weather.
Yay!
Let's see. I think we better play something over here and see if we can get this to play. All right, folks. Let's try this one here. Okay. We'll be right back. See you shortly.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, the Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms is a family-owned traditional beef farm. We're a local business and we produce local beef. You can talk to the farmer, that's me, Jeff Steger, and you can talk to the butcher about custom cuts. Buying in bulk tastes really good. Jeff at shadynook.ca.
Yeah, who was that person?
I don't know. They sound awfully familiar.
I was just talking to my family on the holidays about how I've got this friend that you can buy the cow and get it cut just how you want everything.
The cow does not have a say in this.
Great price.
Yeah, that's true. I did send two out today. I didn't have a market for them, so I sent them through the usual channel. So it was early morning this morning, chasing those two boys on the truck, and they they were behaving themselves in the way they went. And who knows where they are tonight? But they're fine beef animals, and that's our business here on the Shady Nook Farm. But here we are at Swing Jazz and Blues.
Who's up for steak?
Burgers. Next Thursday.
Yes.
We should do it in the summertime for a radio show here. We'll put a little barbecue at the door there, you know. And come up here with a burger and come back and talk some more jazz and swing and things.
That'll make everyone hungry. You'd be like, this burger is so great.
Well, I was trying to do that with that, you know, potato chips, meat and potatoes, Fats Waller. I don't know. There's some other good songs like that.
It's like a Lindy swing song themed, like, potluck.
It's kind of weird, though. They're mixing up food with dancing. And it's like, is that, there's some psychology there. What's that about?
I don't know.
Well, you need the food to replenish all the energy you're spending dancing.
Or the 40 cups of coffee.
40 cups of coffee.
That would be what I would contribute to the potluck. I would just bring a whole bunch of coffee.
I just love that song. That's such a hoot. I just remember when Amanda first played that at the Maxwell's, and I thought, who is that? And that was Ella Mae Morris, and she has about three or four really good songs to to dance to at that speed and that kind of a nice feel about them. It's great.
Yeah, it's a good call and response song. So you definitely have some people responding to it, which if they're, you know, when they're in the building, because they like to yell it nice and loudly. It's so much fun. So.
Yeah, well, we're lucky to have all kinds of stuff going on here. I'm thinking, I think that Dave was saying he's going to turn another blues night on a Monday. I think he'll get Jeff Benoit to come in again, but we'll see how that goes. Isn't it wonderful? We have just a wide variety of stuff. You know, you can take Lindy lessons, and Turlock's going to do a little bit of classic jazz steps. And with the performance group, you're so inclined. And now what you guys are organizing with the Thursday night blues night, we call it mellow dancing night or something.
My philosophy has always been to be as versatile as possible, right? Mm-hmm. The more dances you learn, the more you can do, and the more fun you can have.
Yeah, so.
Or you mix them together and be absolutely silly. I don't know, that's kind of an emphasis for me, if anyone's noticed. Just having fun. Like, sometimes I have like these great dances with Jeff. It's so much fun. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's still fun.
Well, you know, we guys here, you remember last month we had our show, and we had Sean Brown one chair and Jeff Benoit on the other, and I'm kind of asking questions about, you know, what's this step, what's that style? And they had this aha light bulb moment about three quarters of the way through the show, and he said, just dance.
I remember that.
And it's true, you know, and those guys with their experience and ability, it probably just drives them crazy to be, you know, part-time teachers and have to explain steps when they're trying to impart the idea that you just go and have fun and you know, be smooth about it and away you go. So
we're just trying to give you good tools to do it with.
You know, well, I'm hoping to have those guys back sometime. I've had such a great collection of guests in over the last few months, and
you have. It's been varied. It's been it's been fun to listen to, even when I'm not here.
I always like part of the state. There's three of us that are hosts with this thing, and Dave's taking the lion's share on by organizing this, and he also transfers the finished audios to the archived on the Sound FM website, so it's always nice to go there and listen to these shows afterwards and download them or just play them, and it's a great time.
Oh yeah,
we got a fun thing going here.
If you ever want to listen to any of the past shows or anything, they are on the Sound FM website. And
you know, it just occurred to me, John, you didn't get your name on the last show. Did you see that on the Sound FM site? We had, you know, Sean Brown, Jeff Sager, Jeff Benoit, and Siktesh, and no John.
Well, I was mostly just sitting and reading an electrical engineering book.
That doesn't seem fair. We missed you.
I think you said hi.
Yeah, I said hi at the end, and and that was about it.
Well, that's okay.
It was a packed night.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
We'll try to get it straight this time when I get the file off of this Audacity chopped down to the regular MP3, and we'll make sure that it's titled properly so that when people play it, when it gets posted, they'll say, aha, he's there.
Well, people don't need to know who I am.
No thing.
Oh, they know who you are. It's...
Uh-oh.
They're riveted.
You're going to be a real regular in the scene here, just a real hardcore dancer. So let's play another couple songs here. We're hitting now at 11:30. We're about we're three quarters of the way through our show. Let's play a couple more tunes, and we'll invent up some more things to talk about when we get back. This is 100.3 CKMS Sound FM, and we'll be back soon. Here we go. Thank you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't wanna boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by,
my, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson. Everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl. A real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo. K.
K.
A.
A.
L. A.
M. A. Z. O.
What a gal!
A real pimperoo. We're going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
I hope the train ain't late. You can't guess how much it means for me to be there. Childhood friends and childhood scenes for me to see there. Neath blue skies above Massachusetts, with the one I love, Massachusetts. Just like Jack and Jill, Massachusetts. We'll climb Bunker Hill, Massachusetts. Spread the news around the Massachusetts bar. men were done, they left a story where they speak with ease, Massachusetts, Boston, if you please, Massachusetts, where they can't say can't, Massachusetts, and where aunt meets aunt, Massachusetts, spread the news around the Massachusetts, Massachusetts bar.
Well, we're back, folks. You know, we were just chatting here when I started playing. Those two songs, that was the first song was Kalamazoo from the Glenn. I got a girl in Kalamazoo, that's Glenn Miller Orchestra, and the last one was, of course, Massachusetts. Anita O'Day with Gene Krupa and his band.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want to tell us that story about you and Anne? And,
Anna and I. So I went down to South Bend with her. Oh, when was that? Like,
It was in June or July.
Yeah, it was in the summer, and when we were in her car and we're listening to the satellite radio, and we're passing almost Kalamazoo, and on the radio it comes out, I've got a girl in Kalamazoo, and we're like, wow, so the satellite's following us. And then when we got to Chicago, it played Chicago. And then on our way back, it played the girl in Kalamazoo again, and apparently when she came to visit back in October, she heard the same Kalamazoo song when she passed around Kalamazoo. So I'm just like, wow, okay, someone has a lock on her car.
It's all those GPS satellites watching us all the time, right?
Yeah.
So I don my tinfoil cap.
Well, that's funny. You know, it's one of those things you remember when you're out with friends and you're going to dance stuff like that, and it's a coincidence like that. It makes you
Yeah. I'm surprised that ABBA's Waterloo didn't start playing when she showed up.
Yeah.
That was
station. There was a carload of Hamilton girls, so I'd always listen to Waterloo on the way to our dances on Monday nights.
That's awesome. Nothing about Hamilton or Toronto. They don't actually have like famous other cities. Waterloo's obviously not this Waterloo.
Yeah.
ABBA's not concerned with some little town in southwestern Ontario.
No. They're concerned about Napoleon.
Yes.
Napoleon?
The Battle of Waterloo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They think that's a good topic, huh?
Well, there's so much around the region named after that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So, John, you had some thoughts come to mind.
That's right. You mentioned Turlock's jazz movement and solo movement lesson that came up, or it's coming up later this week, I think.
That's the 15th, yeah.
The 15th, yeah. So it's coming up really soon, and it reminded me one thing that a lot of the time we ignore as social dancers is how to actually dance by yourself.
Yeah.
Because oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Seems like my driver's side door is open.
Holy smokes.
Anyway, we often forget as social dancers that if it's good to be able to dance by yourself as well as with a partner.
Yeah.
And, you know, the better you can dance by yourself, the better you can dance with a partner, because if you're more coordinated, then you don't have to worry about coordinating with someone else.
Yeah.
So, and it's a really great experience. And then, you know, it's kind of fun to learn a bit of the dance history with different moves like Susie Q, Fall Off the Log, Shorty George.
Yeah, all those are great little styling.
Boogie backs and forwards. Yeah. And you can throw a bunch of them in your Lindy Hop,
too. Yeah, it's a great thing. I just admire Turlock. I'm assuming that's what he's going to be doing. He likes solo jazz.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to show a whole bunch of classics like that. And that's
apparently
a great
he's got some kind of a choreography set up for people.
No, that's a great thing to take. I agree with you, John. You learn to dance by yourself. You get fluid. It's not like you're always leaning on your partner and so on. I mean, this is just a way to make your dancing.
Yeah, and you get to learn the style of Lindy Hop too, because a lot of people, like, they dance the steps in Lindy Hop, and you know they've got the triple step and the different patterns and stuff, but then when you learn how to do the solo movement and really get it into you, that's when you really get to know the heart and soul of it, like all of the little bits, and really do Lindy Hop yeah. you know, in the classic way.
Yeah. No, that would be a good course to take. I don't think we've had any other soul jazz teachers in town, really.
Well, I always...
Let's see.
When I do swing club, I always make sure to throw in some solo jazz every term because I believe in that. And
I did a little thing last, or I tried to do a little thing last term.
And did a little thing last term. One difficulty with solo jazz is when you do like an intro course, there's only so much people can pick up at once. Yeah. And like if you're doing a choreography, you want to put more and more in, and then it ends up being like a 2-minute choreography, and no one that's just starting off can do that, right?
Well, that's a good point. Like, I don't know, that always gets me. Like, I find it hard to do individual choreography in a lesson like that because you're stringing together all these odds and ends together.
Yeah, it's a real skill to be able to learn choreography. I've mentioned before, like, I grew up doing dance and that, so I. And when I worked with people in Toronto in a performance troupe, everyone in the group was really good with learning choreography, and we had some really good guys making stuff up, and we could really hammer through it. But, you know, everyone I was dancing with had
years of
about
experience.
A decade of Lindy Hop experience
when I
was doing it, you know, so they picked up on things fast, whereas if you're teaching people that just did a month of it, Or a year of it, then.
Yeah. Well, the Chester Whitmore one was very fast-paced, and that was actually very interesting to attend his solo jazz workshop back in Toronto, like, in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, like, okay, well, you know, sink or swim, go, and I'm going to continue, okay. And, you know, eventually you repeat it enough, and if people try it, they get it.
Yeah, it's a big challenge, but definitely worth the effort.
Yeah, it's good.
I enjoy it a lot, personally, the solo stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, we're glad we have all those things. I mean, I'm glad we just have all these chances to do these different dances in the area. It's great. So, you know, hopefully, Toronto's close by. There's lots of instructors down there to teach. I don't know what the latest and greatest is in music. I think there's a bit of resurgence in blues coming back a little bit. Damon Stone and Heidi Feit were teaching in Toronto, and I think that kind of sparked a bit more interest in blues dancing again.
Yeah, about Toronto has always been more of a Lindy Hop scene than we have been in Waterloo.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, we were only about blues in Waterloo. But now that we're getting more into Lindy Hop and they're getting more into blues again, it's... there's
it's
been
a
little
system.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a resurgence in Toronto started a couple of years ago with a bunch of people getting into blues, and they're really getting good blues dancers out there these days.
I'd like to see what they're I know I'm familiar with a teacher in the area that Jeff Benoit's style of blues, but I have to admit I haven't seen exactly what style the other people are teaching nowadays, and I'm sure it's going to be the same thing. There's no sense in, like, it occurred to me, like, blues is just really, like, slowed down Lindy with call and response, but a much more of I always like that lava lamp analogy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What is that one again?
Well, lava lamps, heated, it was two liquids inside of a tube. One was a glycerin, which is clear. And glycerol, I think, was, and inside was wax, and so they wouldn't mix. But at a certain temperature, the move the tube, this gob of it just like blob of wax would flow down. It's going to be calming as you watch this thing kind of listen and just kind of flop down the tube. And of course, they had the volcano or the fountain ones where the heat of the lamp below made the wax globs float up through and back down again.
Yeah.
And so
are the follows the waxy globs.
You know, it's funny you should say it that way because Caitlin Lankin was a teacher for a while in the area, and I can remember saying in class one time, follows, you're a refrigerator on wheels.
You just keep going.
You want to explain the concept there, John?
I've heard the shopping cart as well.
Shopping cart, yeah.
With the squeaky wheel?
No.
Okay.
No. Also, race car, because it's easier to steer. The follow starts going in one direction and just keeps going in that direction until she stopped and goes in another direction. Really basic following idea. Mm. It gets a lot more complicated, and it's all really challenging doing that. Just that, actually.
Yeah. But, so the good
it's
follows.
It's just like a sugar push, and it's just like his nonstop sugar push type movements, right?
Yeah, and then
the good follows are the refrigerators on the caster wheels rather than the wheels.
Yeah, so they can move in other directions too.
You can give them a direction and a turn.
Yeah. The I know that, but yeah, back on the blues thing.
Yeah.
I remember just as I was getting out of blues a little more, a little less active in it, it was starting to get a little, lot flashier. There were more and more blues competitions, and people were doing really interesting looking moves and stuff. Whereas Jeff always focused on the feel. It was all about the feel of blues. But now with Damon Stone coming and doing the lessons in Toronto, Jeff always took a lot of inspiration from Damon and Heidi. And so, Damon really loves getting a good feel. And he's got really neat movements and stuff, and we'll talk about the movement, but it's all about the feel of the movement. And so I've noticed more and more people that I see dancing blues in Toronto have a really nice feel. Or it looks like they have a really nice feel to it. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to dance with too many of them. But they also do pull some more interesting looking moves and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Well, that's good. I'm glad you explained that a bit, John. I could still remember Caitlin saying that, and it sounded so pedestrian to be just a refrigerator and wheels, but it does indicate that you move on your own steam, but you have the momentum and you impart that kind of a push that goes until you stop it and back.
Yeah, and when you do turns and you're turning and going in one along a one, single line, that can actually be really challenging to do.
Yes. That fridge is running away.
So we're getting close to midnight now. I think we'll probably try to wrap this show up at about 11:45, about 5 minutes, just because we want to be have the decks clear when DJ Carmilla comes in for the hip-hop show tonight.
And it's his birthday.
That's today. Right. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. So let's just play one more tune here, and then we'll just wrap up with the usual, what'd you do last week, and what are you doing this week, and what are you doing next week, and we'll call it a night then, folks. And so we'll be back on in just a minute. We'll play another tune, and you're at 100.3 CKMS Sound FM, and I think we'll play one of my favorite bluesy tunes, kind of stuff. Maybe we can be playing on the January 19th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have an announcement to make.
Oh.
We have one of our DJs. Jeff is going to be DJing at the night.
just confirmed it tonight. Jeff is DJing at Anne's Dance.
I'm not okay. It is the monthly blues swing and blues dance, and I didn't want to actually announce it before I double checked with him. So yes,
okay.
Jeff is DJing.
We're just going to have a riot doing that, man. I tell you.
Oh yeah.
All right, so let's play a song, one of my favorites here. This is a song by Candy Cane, and this is That Ain't It. We'll see you in just a few short minutes.
Just begun. That ain't it. It's not over. That ain't it. It's not done. You can't go. I still need you. And we both know it's just begun. You run me round and round in a circle. But baby, you're all I've got. Oh. outdone. You can't go, I still love you, and we both know it's just begun. Just begun. You're walking down that street, but you're coming back to me. That ain't it. That ain't it. Oh, don't leave me, baby. You can't go. Don't turn away, baby. It's not over.
Back, folks, and we're just wrapping up the show here. Ready for DJ Carmelo to come in with Street Hop. He is unique in that as a hip hop DJ, he's seemed to have found a niche in playing all Canadian stuff, the 519 area. He must know every hip hop artist in this part of the world. So get ready.
That's
for DJ
cool.
Carmelo. So we're coming into our show here. It's your host is Jeff Steger here, and with the N Stick Tesh and John Layden. So, guys, show's over just about. Let's go through and what'd you do last week in the swing dance? What'd you do this week, and what are you doing next week?
Let's see. Last week we did the swing club, started up again, played around with some 8-count Nitty Hop, some Balboa, and then did the dance, started plans on this coming term, and...
Yep.
Stuff like that. We've got some ideas for some movie nights, swing-related movies and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
that's
be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you do anything else, Anne?
Well, about your next week? I'll go after.
What's my next week?
Yeah.
More of the same?
Okay.
The swing club, Monday night dance, and definitely the frat burger dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
Last week was swing club, the Maxwell's dance.
Bun Factory now.
Oh, that's it, Maxwell's. My goodness. Okay, I mean Button Factory. Next week is busy with the Hamilton. There's a frat burger, and there's Fun and Logis, and then there's more Button Factory, and then some other stuff later. So yeah, it's gonna be lots of fun.
I'm definitely going to drop by Tux. I always try and make the Saturday night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy,
three
three nights of dancing there. Holy smokes. That's a lot.
I went all three nights when I was in Toronto, but I'm not sure if I'll do all three. That's crazy. It's much easier when you just have to take the subway.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for coming out, you guys. It's just great. It's so much fun. We covered a lot of stuff tonight, and we look forward to our next get-together. I'd like to thank John for coming out. He's become one of our regular co-hosts, and Ann as well. We're always looking for guests on the show, plus some regular co-hosts. And at this stage of our venue, the Swing Jazz and Blues shows could actually use one more DJ. There's 4 weeks in the month, and we have three of us. And it would be, if you're interested in doing this kind of show, pretend to sit behind the soundboard and push levers and spin dials. That's just great. So that's it for us. And it's here at 100.3 Sound FM, and Swing Jazz and Blues show, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for having us,
Good
Jeff.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I'm going to start waving now.